Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock, and welcome to my lifestyle podcast, Live Without a Net. The podcast showcases people who live fearlessly and have the ambition to create something. I'll showcase change makers who have decided to let go of their safety net in order to survive. So let's jump right in. Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock. Welcome to my podcast, Live Without a Net. I'm really pumped to have my seventh grade nephew on today. His name's Kevin Rascioli. And I was out with Kevin Saturday night buying him cologne because TikTok apparently has all these kids buying cologne and they were almost sold out at the counter. So TikTok must be working. But Kevin told me he wanted to make bread and he wanted to make money. And I thought he was perfect because my whole podcast is about being an entrepreneur. And today, my Jersey Man friends, Mike Barreto and Ken Toscano, invited me to a branding meeting this morning at the Pyramid Club. And it really got my brain going. Like, how do you brand yourself? How do you brand a product? But if you're just starting, you need funds to bootstrap and have a logo and have marketing dollars and possibly money for a prototype, all kinds of things. And advertising money really doesn't go far unless you have a lot, to be honest. So Kevin told me he really wants to make money and he sent me cute text messages yesterday that some of you may have seen on my social media. That's, you know, he really wants to be successful and he's really good at math. So I think he can be a great CFO for this product that we're going to call Mosquito Pro One right now. And Kevin is going to be in charge of all of the accounting one day, but in the meantime, he really wants to get started. And we started a GoFundMe for him, which we'll link on all of our social media. But in the meantime, I wanted you guys to meet him and see what he's all about and get to know his personality. So Kevin, explain why you'd like to make some money.
Hi, everyone. So I'd like to make money to just like buy stuff like cologne, maybe like certain gaming stuff for like everyone my age and just other necessities that anybody would like.
Wait, tell us before we go into the mosquito product, why is this cologne trend so popular?
I'm not sure. Maybe it's as people getting older, but it's starting to come all over TikTok and I don't know. I'm starting to get into it too. So maybe I can build up a nice collection.
Yeah, you're on your way. You're free already, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, so back to this mosquito product. Why would you want to help raise money for this product?
I'd like to help raise money for this product to help my grandfather out. He started this business or whatever. So I feel like raising money would help it produce more products and maybe help it go national or help it go all over the world.
Yeah, I think it has the potential to be global because mosquitoes are a problem all over the world. And don't you hate them at the shore in the summer?
Oh, yeah, they're all over the shore in the summer. I keep getting bug bites whenever I go mini golfing all over my skin. And I have to use these stupid mosquito products to try to get them off.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that mini golf place right by the bay, I think. That's brutal. They attack you.
Yeah.
So where is this need coming from that you want to make money?
Wait, what was that again?
What was the need for you to want to make money? Because you randomly said it to me when we were shopping Saturday night.
Well, I've always been someone who's into money. I've always kept my mind on the game, trying to get stuff for myself, maybe helping me in the future. But like, I feel as if I start raising money now and I might want stuff later. If I just have this money now, then I'll be able to like pay for stuff in the future.
Yeah, I like it.
Maybe like colognes and like other like gaming stuff. And maybe like stuff becomes popular, I might be able to get it. And maybe like I might start selling stuff too.
Yeah, you have the spirit already. It feels good to make money on your own, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It instills confidence. And at a young age, I'm really impressed. I mean, I think I might have picked daffodils out of neighbors' yards when I was younger and then knocked door to door and sell them. So that's all I did to try to make money. But I do remember the neighbors that did pay me for picking daffodils, probably off their yard, still made me feel good. I was excited to see how many dollars I brought back to the house. That's how I made money back then. Okay, so talk more about this product. I heard you're good at math. Tell me about your math skills.
So I've been getting straight A's for like my whole student career. I'm in accelerated courses right now at my school, and we're learning about inequalities, and we were just learning about interest rates too. I'm really good at math, and I score high on all math tests.
Yeah, it impresses me. You
Yes.
guys make fun of me around the Thanksgiving Day table when I can't do all of the multiplication, the high ones. I
Yeah.
struggle a little, but you're quick, so I can vouch for his math skills. But anyway, so back to the mosquito product. Tell us a little bit more about it from what you know about it.
So, from what my grandfather showed me, it's a good way to help stop mosquitoes around the area. When I was a little younger, he went to like certain hotels and he bring me and he asked to like ask people and sell them, and that was like pretty inspiring. And it just seems interesting how he can put it together, this whole thing, and it might go big one day. Who knows?
I think it will.
It will.
And I
I
know the mosquito
know
machine is
the machine.
running for not just marketing, but possibly making a new prototype because it's kind of large, like a lampshade now, and it could be probably a little bit smaller. But it has five patents that appeal to mosquitoes' scent. Well, scent is one of them, but there's different lures that bring them in. There's sight, there's smell, there's the patented heartbeat. So it's really interesting how this model actually kills mosquitoes. Going with Grandpa to different mayors at the shore, they expressed that they would like it to be solar powered because right now it's battery operated or plug-in. So if you get use of these funds through your GoFundMe, what's the first thing you're going to do? Do you think you'll use it for marketing, creating a new prototype, or getting it solar powered? I mean, what do you think would be the best first step?
I feel like the best first step would be possibly making it a better product just to get the attention of people. After we do that, then we might worry about making other products and condensing it down into more higher quality and possibly like smaller and more efficient.
I agree. I think that's a
I
smart
agree.
move. In terms of marketing
Marketing.
nowadays, especially your generation, how could we get it out besides what I do a lot of getting people in the news, TV, radio, magazines. Obviously, influencers are big. Do you think that TikTok would be a good market for this mosquito product once it's up and running?
Yeah, I feel as if we get like a nice website going, maybe like a good social media web page, we could post it out on different social media platforms such as TikTok, and hopefully it goes viral, or maybe we get people to start buying it on our website or whatever.
Okay. Yes. And we also need a cool new
Yeah.
name. We've had many names passed around, but we also need to have a cool name that gets people's attention. We've tried quite a few, as you know, but we'll call it Mosquito Pro One right now. Well, I hope everyone checks out the GoFundMe link and helps us raise some funds for a little bit of seed money to get this going. I think it's a great initiative to teach him entrepreneurship, and he's really wanted to make money in a positive way and work for me and help me. And this was one of the best ways I could think of him to learn about entrepreneurship and help us start a product that might affect and help millions of people around the world. So, yeah, thank you so much. Look out for his link and look out for Kevin Rascioli on Jenna Communications website soon. He's going to be a new employee, and I love it that he's in the seventh grade, and I'm sure that you will all love it as well. So thanks for coming on, Kevin.
You're welcome.
You have anything else to say?
Well, thank you guys for watching this podcast, and hopefully I could come out and talk again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Well, that's it for now. Thanks everyone for joining us. Please reach out to me so I can feature you on my show. I do respond to everyone. You can find me on my Instagram at Jennifer Sherlock or my business Instagram at JennaCom. And check out our new website coming soon, livewithoutanet.com. Thanks again, and I look forward to taking risks with you.